Cei bune băieți amigi doși, femei rovelea mei ro, ira dormira bună portoi. Cei bune băieți amigi doși, femei rovelea mei
ro. Well, this theme song is certainly appropriate for the upcoming Yom Yerushalayim, and this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 294 of May 11th, and it's May 10th, actually, late in the evening, and I just came back from giving my Yesler Rosenblatt, Yesler's World presentation at Ohev Tzedek, and I'd like to welcome some of you who are new listeners, and I remind you that if you want to receive the monthly calendar, it's a cantorial calendar, and this is not just for you, but for anyone who's listening. You want to make sure that you'll find out what's going on in the world of Chazanus. It's a monthly, and it has flyers and all information about cantorial events in Israel, the United States, South Africa, England, and wherever cantorial events are being held. And it's very simple. Just contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Just want to point out to you that this Yesler's World presentation that I'm doing is available for you at your congregation. On June 1st, I will be in West Long Branch giving the presentation at Monmouth University at the Judaica Department. In June 10th, I'll be in Yerushalayim, and I'll be giving the Yesler's World presentation to the Association of Americans and Canadians Living in Israel. If you want more information on that, just get in touch with me. I'll send you the calendar. It has all dates, times, and so forth. And then, Teaneck, New Jersey, Rabbi Brzezinski's Shul, B'nai Yeshurun, on June 28th. So, a few things going on, and I'll keep you posted. I'm working on Pesach and Five Towns and so forth, and various yeshivas, high schools, Hebrew high schools and the like, and I'm very excited about those opportunities. Okay, so let's get right to Yom Yerushalayim, and we were listening to the great Moshe Kuzavisky. Let's continue with his V'Lirushalayim Yircha. Coming right up.
Yerushalayim Yerecho Berachamim 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 Tosho Yerushalayim Yerecho Yerushalayim Yerecho Oh, Hashem.
Wonderful. And by the way, this next cantor, Israel Shore, was the composer of the Shei Buna Beis HaMikdash that Moshe Kuzovitsky pretty much made famous. His brother was also very involved in singing that particular selection. I think Shore also wrote Leficha Chanachtu, but I'm not sure whether he wrote this, but this is another version of Vili Rushlaim Erchoa. And it's Israel Shore.
Sich
Israel Shore and Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you're going to enjoy this return of GCL, that's Guest Chazonist Lover. We had it going for a streak a while back, well, several streaks, and I think it's time to revive this. If you would like to participate, I don't care where you live, any place in the world, I'll call you and record a brief interview with you and play three or four of your favorite cantorial pieces. It doesn't have to be such a brief one if there's a lot to discuss. And I had the great pleasure of meeting Tzvika Meiri in March in Yerushalayim at the OU. I gave my presentation on Yosela's World. Now, Anat, his wife, graciously allowed him to leave to from Modi'in to come to Yerushalayim. What happened was his daughter was married the night before, and he told his wife, "Listen, I listened to this guy. I got to go meet him." So she said, "Okay." And Tzvika, let's go right to this wonderful interview. And I welcome you as the start of a whole new trend, if you will, in
pleasure
in Guest Chazonis Lover. Guest Chazonis Lover. Okay. Well, I'm very pleased to have with me on the phone Tzvika Meiri from Modi'in, a real fan of Chazanis. Shalom. How are you, Tzvika?
Shalom, shalom. Thank you very much.
Okay, so you're in Modi'in, a wonderful town.
Yes, it's, near to Yerushalayim, and many things start here, you know, Matityahu and so on.
Yes, it's wonderful to see how the development has been there. So you're a Sabra?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
You can hear it from our poor English.
No, any event, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born in Israel. Start to hear Chazones, it starts from my father. We had here in Israel in the 60s a radio program of cantorial music.
Uh-huh.
My father listened it every week, and from then I started. I just listened to the radio, but later, some months before I start my service at the IDF, I have some months free, and I work somewhere. And with my first salary, I buy cassette records in those days.
Uh-huh.
Start to record the selections. And then this was the real start point. It was generally from the radio, from vinyl played later.
Uh-huh.
And only some years later, when I was a student, it was my first time to hear a cantor at a synagogue. I remember it, people at my synagogue told there is a young cantor with a voice like Kusevitsky, and he will play the daven here in a synagogue near to here. It was Ben Zion Miller.
Oh, wow.
In the late 70s. And I remember the first time I heard a cantor in live in a shul with a choir. I remember me entering the synagogue, and it was sound to me like an orchestra. I don't believe it's only a choir with no orchestra. And after the first time, you want more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And some years later, I was very lucky. I moved to Tel Aviv. And I was a part of a very, very famous synagogue in Tel Aviv called the Hal Meir Synagogue, which has a long cantorial tradition with very famous cantors that serves here there. Names like Benjamin Unger and Yitzhak Eshel and so on. During the years I lived there, we have very special cantors like Chaim Eliezer Hershtik and later Yossi Muller, the great son of Benjamin from Antwerpen.
Oh, really? Yes.
It was his first cantorial job, and it was very, very exciting. I know he is not so famous today, I think, but he is a very wonderful cantor. And later, Adi Schwartz start his career at first as a conductor and then as a cantor. For the last about 10 years, Moshe Muller served there. So I was very lucky to
Yes, you were fortunate to have so many great cantors. You know, there's something about Eschel that I really like. I mean, most of who you mentioned are wonderful, wonderful cantors, but Eschel has something special.
I was telling you something very special. Yes, about Yitzhak Eschel. I think it's the most exciting davening I take part ever. And the story was that two days before Yom Kippur, the cantor of Chaim Meir get ill, and you know, no cantor for Yom Kippur at the Chaim Meir, it's some kind of a catastrophe. I remember all the management of the synagogue tried to find a solution. And, you know, it's a problem 2 days before Yom Kippur.
Wow.
And then the president of Echal Meir called Yitzhak Eschel. In that time, he was at the age of 83. He came for Yom Kippur, and it was an amazing service. You know, he davened all the service,
wow,
starting from Kol Nidrei up to the end of Neila.
Wow.
Standing on his standing before the Umed, all the prayers. And the feeling was that he pray, you know, more with the soul than with the voice.
That must have been thrilling. Oh wow. Well, that's great.
It was something unbelievable, you know, to see a very famous cantor some years after he stopped to serve regularly.
Yes.
You know, do a special effort to for a community that, you know he was a cantor in Techal Meir for many years before. I think if I have to mention one cantorial event, but definitely it was this. Even though it was without a choir, and you know, the voice was not as we know him from years before. But
yes,
the prayer was so special. And
yes,
so
I think Karl Bach would do a great story on that one. Oh wow. Okay, so our first selection is going to be Shimon Farkas. How did you tell us a little bit about why you chose this selection?
First of all, it's a very nice selection. You can hear Farkas daven, not only singing. It's a selection, you know, you can imagine it in a real service. And, you know, Farkas is a very, very special cantor. He's a very nice voice, and he's powerful. And you know, he is a shliach tzibur, not only a cantor. So I was lucky to hear him many times in live services. Even, you know, he's from Australia and I'm from Israel. But every time he comes here, it's very, very exciting to hear him.
Yes, and all the Hungarians here in New York City, whenever he would come here, they would flock to hear him, and he would sing one Hungarian song also, which would... Okay, so...
And, I know.
Yes.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
No.
No, you started to say, you know, he's... And his son is quite good also.
Yes, Dov also.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So this will be Hineni. And this is from an album of Voices of the Concord. And it's with the Concord Symphonic Chorale. Now, you know, the Concord Hotel is no longer in existence. So, you know, this goes back a little ways. Okay, let's hear Shimon Farkas.
Hineni. Amen.
A beautiful Shimon Farkash with Hineni.
Exciting.
Quite a selection.
Then Fionn Schenker?
Oh, we're going to hear Schenker next. Okay. Let me just for this. Tell us a little bit about why you selected Schenker.
You know, a kind of a dream for me is to hear Fionn Schenker as a cantor, not only, you know, with music which is more cantorial. You know, I'm listening to your program for many years, and in generally I listen to the second hour because, you know, I like the cantorial.
Yes.
But if you have a Schenker selection, then it's something special.
Yes.
You know, there is a kind of music we call here in Israel Hasidic music.
Yes.
And I like the cantorial more. But I remember many years ago, there was two cantors that sings cantorial music and they're also cantors. I mean, Hasidic music, uh-huh. but their music. And it was David Berdiger and Benzion Schenker. For
yes.
me, both of them was the cantors that make also very nice Hasidic music. Now, a special selection is Akol Yaducha because it's, you know, I can't say if it is a cantorial piece or a Hasidic piece.
Uh-huh.
It's both of them.
Right.
And it's some dream of me to hear the very, very special voice of Schenker singing something which is cantorial. So
uh-huh.
This is why I want this specific selection.
Okay.
You know,
it's interesting. Have you heard my interviews with Schenker?
Yes, of course, and I had what you play rather the Shabbat of Schenker.
Oh, that's what I wanted to know if you heard him when he was a little kid.
Yes, I had it, and I hear it more and more. Yes, that's what I mean.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a dream to hear Benzion Miller singing pure cantorial.
Schenker.
Yeah, Schenker.
Yes.
Schenker.
Oh, and he's such a wonderful person, you know. It's such a joy whenever I've interviewed him several times, and I run into him at various concerts, and he always has a wonderful smile. And his music is what I call real soul music, you know. There's something very special about it.
And it is so unbelievable that he is still creating. He had the disc from a year, from last year, a new disc.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay, this is Benzion Schenker.
Moitzi jamás mi me calma. Volevo no, mi me rain scivetà. Ue me ei, ei la,
Misiga beinu
again is no misfall again. Hashem Eloikeinu, oy boilom hazeh, oy v'yein zur lozeh malikei. Goyaleinu, limoy samoshiya. Ay viyein oy melecha, moishiyeinu. Ay moishiyeinu, ay leshiya.
Just beautiful, really, really beautiful.
So sweet.
Been seeing Shaker.
You know, people today are looking for very special voices and so on. And I think it has need before the high voices, the sweet voices.
You're so right. I mean, that is such a sweet soul. You know, it's real soul music. And I was thinking of Eshel. I was listening to that also. And you're right about David Werdiger. Yeah.
Someone in the Chan Meir synagogue told me some years ago that if Pinchik lived today, he would have a problem. Because
right.
Today people are looking for the, you know, for Koussevitzky's voice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I don't know. It's so sweet. You need the high tones are not the. It's not the most important thing.
Agreed, 100%. You know, the last 10 seconds to go and end with that high note, the you know, it's interesting. It's very interesting. So our next selection will be Cantor David Bagley. By the way, he was born in Vilna, Lithuania, in 1932. He died in 2007. At the age of 75, you know, I used to think 75 was old, but it's not old. tell us about why you chose Bagley.
You know, Bagley is a combination of a voice, a powerful voice, and a sweet voice. Uh-huh. He has both sides of them. Especially because his voice. I mm-hmm. think it was a very special voice, very different from the sound of cantors. I remember that I liked the voice before I know the selections, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just to hear it, even if you don't know, not to hear, just to hear the voice, it's
yes.
Something special. I was also lucky to hear Bagley in live services mm-hmm. and in concert.
Wow.
Very special selections and a very special way of singing it. And, you know, he is a chazan, a bad filler, not only a concert
yes.
master.
Yes.
Something you...
After all... Yeah.
I think after all, the place of a chazan is at the synagogue.
100%. And Schulhoff, by the way, Schulhoff always said that. You know, you had to first be at the Umut.
Yes. You know, Schulhoff was a candidate to be a cantor in Chal Meir. For some reasons, it didn't happen. But I remember that Shabbos when he came to a Shabbos, and it was, you know, if I had to choose one cantor to sing for me, I would choose the Lake Schulhoff. He was a real synagogue cantor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There is synagogue cantor. Yes. So
okay, so we're going to
so
hear.
So sad, we lose him.
Oh yes. Yes, it's 2 years. But, you know, it's 2 years. I was just trying to think in June, next month, it'll be 2 years. It just has flown by. I was to his last concert in New Rochelle, and we saw him, and he still was able to perform, but you could see the struggle, and it was such a sad thing to witness. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I first hear that he was ill, and I think about 2 years later he gave a concert here in Modi'in.
Uh-huh.
It was before the high holidays, and at the middle of the concert, someone said, "Okay, should have had to stop because he goes to the airport."
Oh.
For his sliches, where he should say sliches,
uh-huh.
And it was at the holiday of his last year, and he was so wonderful, so powerful with the voice.
Yes,
and,
yes. Okay, we're going to hear Zos Cross now.
Yes.
With
okay,
David.
Thank you.
With David Bagley. Okay.
Oh,
Cantor David Bagley. It's really beautiful.
You know, thinking about Bagley, he's a cantor that I can imagine his voice singing in a Koussevitzky style and in a Pinchik style, and both of them. This is something very special in his voice.
I'll have to play his Al Tashlichenu, which is very unusual. Mayor Tzvika Meiri from Modi'in, you know, it's been wonderful having this chat with you. I was so honored to have you come to in March when I gave the presentation at the OU. Your daughter was married the day before, and your wife let you come to hear me. I was I was really honored.
It was something I must do, you know. I must to see you someone in life.
Well, I want do you get my calendar? I don't know.
Sure. I know you are here on June for
June 10th. Yes, just for listeners, I'll be in Yerushalayim. First, I'm partaking in Americans for Safe Israel runs a Chizuk tour twice a year, and we go to the so-called settlements, the endangered communities will be in Ariel and Hebron and the like. But the second week, we'll be in Yerushalayim for a week, and I'll be at it's the Association of Americans and Canadians Living in Israel on June 10th. And you know what? If you could arrange for something in Modi'in, I'll be happy to do a presentation there. So you'll have to let me know.
I'm not sure that I can arrange. I'm
not. Oh, well, okay.
But I enjoy, for myself, I enjoy very much.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you very much. I heard yesterday that you had a birthday for previous week, so I also want to wish you many, many years of health and happiness and to continue the so wonderful show. And for all the Chazon Islam.
Well, it's hard to believe I'm 79. I don't feel it, but I think I'll do my best to be around for many more years to come, because I love doing this and meeting people like you, and knowing that that the music is touching you. You know, that's the most, for me, to know that you are touched by this is so important. This is my hobby, you know, and you couldn't pay. There's no way you could pay me to do this. It's just something that I feel it's so important to share. And I was so pleased to meet you. And I'll have to meet your wife sometime and thank her for letting you go.
Thank you very, very much also for the selection.
Okay.
Especially for me.
Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll be in touch. Okay. Shalom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was an interview with Tzvika Meiri. And again, if you would like to participate as a GCL guest Chazonist lover, simply get in touch with me at cbjmusic@aol.com. And by the way, of course, if you're not receiving the calendar, shame on you. It's really something very special. It gives you what's going on throughout the world, pretty much throughout the world, in the world of Chazanut. So thank you for joining with me. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom.